if you're actively like trying to create a business or promote your current business on social media, I want you to really be paying attention, because we're going to be talking about this whole situation that's going down on the internet with comparison and the non-intentional scroll. How to stop comparing yourself to other people on the internet and start focusing on creating the person that you're becoming, the life that you want to live, and a brand that is unique to you if you are building a brand.
Welcome to the Jen Gottlieb Show.
Hello, podcast family. Welcome back. Before we dive into the show, I wanted to give you a quick heads up about something super exciting that I want to invite you to. Our next event, Build Your Brand Live, is happening on May 17th, 18th, and 19th in Atlanta. Build Your Brand Live is going to be epic this year. We have some of the greatest speakers in the world, including Jamie Kern Lima, Trent Shelton, Jesse Itzler, myself, Chris Winfield, my amazing husband, and we're going to be teaching you everything you need to know to build a profitable brand online. So if you're building a brand, building a business, creating content, you definitely want to be there. And if you're just curious about where to start when it comes to being seen and building a brand online, you definitely want to be in this room with 500 other amazing people to connect with, network with, and have a hell of a lot of fun with. So don't hesitate. The link is in the show notes where you can get your ticket today. I hope to see you there. And now, here's the episode. I'm so excited you are here. This is the place to be, where we step outside of our comfort zone and into our best lives, one tiny action step at a time. If you are watching on YouTube, welcome to the new YouTube experience. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts in your ears, hi, welcome back. So happy you're here. Today we are talking about something unbelievably important. This is the number one thing that held me back last year. And so I wanted to come on here and discuss this in detail and give you guys some strategies just in case it's holding you back in your journey as well. So whether you are somebody that is building a brand on social media or is just using social media for fun to connect with people, or if you're actively like trying to create a business or promote your current business on social media, I want you to really be paying attention, because we're going to be talking about this whole situation that's going down on the internet with comparison. And this was something that I noticed was, man, wasting hours of my time each day. Hours. It was wasting hours of my time each day. And it was also making me feel like shit about myself without even realizing it. And it was the non-intentional scroll. So you know the thing where you like pick up your phone, you don't even realize you're doing it, but all of a sudden your thumb starts scrolling through your Instagram feed or your TikTok feed and you don't even realize you're doing it. And then 15 minutes later, you just wasted time, and then you feel like crap about yourself because you're just comparing yourself to other people on the internet. And then all of a sudden you think that, oh my gosh, I have to build a business like this person, or I could never do it because this person's already doing it, or I hate my body, or I hate my face, or I need to look like this, or I wish my kids would sit still like that for photos, or my home is not nice enough, or I need to stop eating carbs, or I need to work out this way. I mean, insert whatever it is you start to believe after you scrolled social media for 15 minutes, and it can definitely take you down a rabbit hole of feeling like crap. And I'm just going to say it, because this is what our world is right now. And we hold this device in our hand that could be unbelievably powerful in so many ways for so many reasons. I am a huge, huge believer in social media and its power for good. But I'm also now very aware in the ways that it can harm our productivity, our self-love, our kindness to ourselves, our confidence, and our ability to create, because there is a pull to always compare. So what we're going to talk about today is really embracing the evolution of your own journey and how to stop comparing yourself to other people on the internet and start focusing on creating the person that you're becoming, the life that you want to live, and a brand that is unique to you if you are building a brand. And if you're not building a brand in the, I guess you could say, traditional sense of the word brand, and you are maybe just connecting with people on social media for fun, you still are showcasing, I guess you could say, your own example of who you are. And you could definitely call that a brand, because nowadays our Instagram, our TikTok, our Facebook, our social media presence is kind of like our online resume. Whether or not you want to create a business online, or you want to monetize it, or you want to build an audience where you want a lot of people to watch you and listen to you and
and connect with you and follow you, or you are just using it as a way to connect with your friends and family and enjoy. You still do showcase your own personal brand, and you showcase what you want people to see in the world of who you are, what you stand for, your values, your family, your experience in this life. So either way, I'm going to continue to use the term brand, and you can listen to it in any way, shape, or form you want to hear the word brand. But a lot of the people that listen to this podcast are definitely business owners or people that are building an audience online. So for those of you that are doing that, this will really, really, really resonate with you especially. So this is the thing that was holding me back last year, this scrolling unintentionally and getting caught up in the scroll and not even realizing I was doing it. And when I noticed this, I was doing my best year blueprint, which is my end of the year review. And I noticed that that was the thing that was holding me back the most, because it was wasting a lot of time. I was not as productive as I would like to be. And I was spending way too much time telling myself that I couldn't do certain things because I was seeing them already done, or I was creating something and then not wanting to finish because I saw that somebody else was doing it in a different way. And it was causing a lot of analysis paralysis. And while I accomplished a hell of a lot of stuff last year, it could have been easier, it could have been more fun, it could have felt more flowy, and I could have probably done a little bit more if I didn't hold myself back in this one way, which is the unintentional scroll or the scroll hole. So what I decided to do this year is I decided to play with creating a new habit. And I really studied this in a big way. I read a couple of books about habits and training habits and how to remove habits. You know, all of those classics, The Power of Habit and Atomic Habits. Two really fantastic books about this subject. And they all talk about having a trigger that will make you do something or stop you from doing something. So I decided that when I caught myself scrolling, I would say these words. I would say, "I don't scroll," and put the phone down. And that was the trigger to put the phone down. So if I said, "I don't scroll," the phone would go down, face down, and I wouldn't look at it. So for me, deleting social media off my phone is not even an option. Social media is part of my business. It's unbelievably important to me to be able to stay connected to my audience every day, to post every day, to also comment on other people's pages. I use that as a really great technique to connect with people and to provide value to people. And it's important that I have it on my phone. I just can't let it do me. I have to do it. I have to be in creation mode rather than comparison mode or consumption mode. So if I caught myself mindlessly scrolling when I opened up my phone to create something or connect with someone, I would say, "I don't scroll," and put it down. Now, when I first started doing this, I wouldn't catch myself scrolling for a good like 5 minutes. Like, I would be full on in the scroll hole, and then I'd be like, "Oh crap, I don't scroll." And then I'd put it down. And after doing that 5 or 6 times a day for a while, I started to remember that I was doing this. And I started to notice it a little bit earlier. So it would go from like maybe 5 minutes to 3 minutes to 1 minute. And then it got to a point where every time I picked up my phone, I was very aware that I could not scroll. I had to either connect with somebody, so either go to someone's page specifically and comment on their stuff or DM them, create something, go online and actually press create and create a story or a reel or a post, or go on specifically to educate myself in some way, shape, or form. So it's like go to a page that I really love to learn something. So to consume something intentionally. So before I could even get to the scroll, because I didn't want to say to myself, "I don't scroll," and put the phone down, I would intentionally go do one of the things that I said that I was going to do. This skyrocketed my productivity, and I all of a sudden started feeling so much better. I also started creating a lot more because there was no more comparison, and there was no more analysis paralysis looking at what other people were doing to deter me from creating the thing that the universe gave me to create that day. How many times have you stopped yourself from creating something because maybe you saw somebody else doing it a little differently and you thought that that was the only way that it could be done? Or maybe you didn't think that your way was good enough because they did it a certain way and you decided not even to publish or create the thing that you were going to create because you saw somebody that was maybe a little further along or doing it in a different way and you just gave up on it because you were afraid of judgment, failure, it's not good enough, or just like talking shit to yourself like we do sometimes, like, "Oh, forget it. This is never going to work because this person already did it." I was doing that so much. And this I don't scroll method, or I like to call it the IDS method, has helped me so much.
You're listening to The Jen Gottlieb Show.
Now, I'm not telling anybody to delete social media off their phone. In fact, I don't think you need to do that. I think it's a much more empowered choice to keep social media on your phone because you are actually teaching yourself a new empowered habit so that you can still create content and have social on your phone and it doesn't do you, but you're in control of it. If you just delete it and make it go away, you're going to have to download it eventually and have it. So you're never learning anything to do with it. You're not getting better. You're just removing it from the situation. And then when you bring it back on, you're going to get in the scroll hole all over again. At least this is what I felt for myself. So this IDS method took me a while to really get into the vibe of it. But now I genuinely don't scroll anymore. I'm either on my page looking at the comments and engaging and responding to people that have commented. I'm creating something. I'm in my DMs connecting with people, learning what people want. I'm going live. And I am intentionally using social media for the things that I want to use it for rather than getting lost in the comparison and making me and essentially losing productivity, losing time, and then really not feeling good about me. And it's helped so much. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast all about this method that I had discovered, because I'm never going to come on here and share with you guys something that I like learned from somebody else that I haven't actually tried and done and it's actually worked. So I just recently started talking about this because it's been unbelievably powerful for me to be unbelievably intentional. So here are some of the things that I do instead of scrolling, because I can just think what's going on in your mind right now. Jen, sometimes I just open my phone because I'm bored and I don't know what to do. And I find myself scrolling because I want to numb out, or I want something to do and I don't know off the top of my head what I should be doing. But the crazy thing about that is that we all feel too busy. We all have things on our to-do list that we don't ever get around to doing. I mean, how many times have you said to somebody, oh yeah, I'll do that when I get around to it. I'll order that book or read that book or listen to that podcast episode, or I'll finally write that chapter, or I'll create that post, or I'll go film that thing, or I'll even go order that gift for that person or call that person when I have time, when I get around to it. Or maybe I'll go clean out that closet when I get around to it, or I'll go hang that photo when I get around to it. But those things just stay undone because we feel like we're so busy. However, if we look at our screen time, we probably have been scrolling social media aimlessly, not doing anything, just scrolling for hours where we could have been doing the things that we know we need to get done. So here's the second part of the IDS method. I like to have a what to do when you don't know what to do note in your phone. So in your notes, in your phone, you know, the notes section. It's the silliest thing. It's my to-do list, but it is literally titled what to do when you don't know what to do. So instead of doing something that is unhealthy for me, like scrolling or whatever else, insert what's unhealthy for you that you do when you don't know what to do. Maybe you're bored or you feel a little stuck or you need to create some momentum and you're just like, I don't know what to do. So then you pick up the unhealthy thing. Maybe it's online shopping. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's calling or texting somebody that you shouldn't be calling and texting. For most of us, after all the conversations that I've been having, it's usually now with just a simple scroll and then you get caught up in it and we don't want to be doing that. So I've got my notes, I've got my what to do when I don't know what to do list, and I just keep adding to it. So maybe it's like, oh man, I really need to clean out that drawer. I can't do it right now. I'm going to put that on my what to do when I don't know what to do list. Or I have this idea for a post that really, really great content, but I can't write it right now because I'm in the middle of something. I'm going to put that on my what to do when I don't know what to do list. So there, write the post about XYZ. Or maybe it's like, oh my God, that would be such an epic thing to get for my friend, this gift. I can't order it right now, so I'll do it later. And how many times have we just forgotten about it and not gone and done it? Put it on the what to do when I don't know what to do list. So every time you pick up your phone and you go to start scrolling, I want you to say, I don't scroll, put it down, and then think, okay, what can I do instead? What can I do instead that's more empowering? Can I create something on social? These are the questions. If you're going to use social, can I connect with someone on social, or can I educate myself and consume some content that's going to make me better and make me feel very in flow? If you don't want to do any of those three things, pick up your what to do when you don't know what to do list in your phone and pick one of those things. It's helped me get so many more things done that I never was doing before because I was wasting hours scrolling and polluting my brain. I guess it's not necessarily always polluting your brain. Maybe some of you don't feel like social media is polluting your brain, but for me, it was. So this is one thing that I've changed this year that has been unbelievably powerful for me in the terms of productivity, feeling better about myself, and allowing myself to create what's in me instead of instead of basically just like overanalyzing it or overthinking it and comparing it to everybody else's chapter 20 or everybody else's filtered photo, whatever that means to you. That could be a total analogy for their eighth year of their podcast. So like with this one, instead of just like scrolling all my friends' social feeds and seeing all of their episodes or their celebrations of their millionth download, and I'm just starting mine. Maybe if I would have done that this morning, I wouldn't have recorded this show. So that is my little solo episode rant for you today. Hopefully you got something out of that. I'm hoping and praying that the IDS method will be something that you implement in your life so that you are intentional about your social media use. Instead of it doing you, you are doing it. And don't forget to start the list in your phone of the what to do when you don't know what to do list, because that is going to help you get so much more done for all of those little things that you say you're going to do that you never get around to. You've got more time than you think. Every time you go to pick up that phone to scroll or do something that is really just going to be wasting your time, go to the list of stuff that you know you need to get done and do one of those things. And that'll probably create a little bit of momentum that will incentivize you to go do something else that's healthy for yourself. So that, my friend, is our episode for today. If you liked it, please, please, please share this on social media. Share it. So here's something intentional that you can do on social. You can give the gift of this episode of this podcast to your friends on your stories. Just take a little screenshot of it. Share it on your stories. Tag me at Jen_Gottlieb. Or you can even just text this to a friend. You don't even have to open your social media app. Just copy the link. Text it to your friend. Say, hey, I really love this episode. If you think that somebody else will get some value from it, make sure you subscribe to YouTube and subscribe on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. This is how we get the message out there about the show. I hope that you love this. I'm so grateful for you. And I will see you next time on the Jen Gottlieb Show.